This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
Hi, Brett.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. So we wanted to get you on because we know that you recently went out on a date with somebody and you're not getting the response that you thought you would because you thought it was a great date.
Yes, I did. I thought it went really well. We met on Match and we started texting. And we went on what I thought was a really great date.
Now, you haven't heard back from him at all?
No, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm not that type of girl that's going to text a guy.
Yeah.
He should really be reaching out to me. And, you know, the way we ended it was I really thought that I was going to hear from him right away.
This is good because we could get the real perspective on what really went wrong. Because usually when we put people on the spot, they wind up telling us what the real story was. Because he could just be like, oh, sorry, I've been busy, and then continue to blow you off.
Right. Well, and you know, he could be busy. I mean, I don't want to assume, but busy as well.
So,
yeah. Okay.
All right, so we're going to give him a call, okay?
Yeah, thank
awesome.
You.
No problem.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Dana from 106.1 BLI. Dana and Jason in the Morning calling.
The radio station?
Exactly. We do a segment on our morning show. It's called Rate My Date, and we try and get your perspective on a recent date that you went on.
You're calling me from the radio station to find out about my date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And specifically the date you went on with someone named Britt that you met on Match?
That's weird. Okay.
Britt, would you like to respond to that?
She's on the line, too.
Hi, Mike. I know it's totally weird. I know, but I was just curious. You know, I thought we had a great date. I thought we had the chemistry and everything. And I don't know. I just wanted to know why I haven't heard from you. Because I really thought that, you know, at the end of the day, we both said, well, definitely going to see you again. I mean, we had a good time, didn't we? We had a great time.
You know, it was all right. you know, I think you're nice and you're cute and all, but I just didn't think we had that much in common.
Oh.
Well, okay. Well, can we put you on hold for a second and you could just explain to her really quickly what the problem was off the air? Just because we have to take a break right now in our segment.
Okay. I guess so.
Okay, just a sec. We'll be right back.
Okay, so Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being completely polar opposites, how different are you?
6 or 7, I guess.
Oh, 6 or 7.
And you could tell all that from just one date? Because I thought that's what... This is not an endorsement for Match. I'm just saying.
Look, she was nice and she was cute. It just didn't feel quite right, you know? It's not really that big a deal.
Right, but you guys connected before the date because of Match, and the profiles were all matchy. Mm-hmm. So, what was the problem?
Truthfully?
Yeah, I would like to know, Mike, what was... I don't understand. I really don't get what has transpired, because we had a great date, and how can you go off of just one date and just decide that we're not a match? I mean, don't you need to give it a little more time? I mean, isn't that what dating is all about?
This is just freaking weird on the radio, but you like The Bachelorette. You talked about The Bachelorette, and I hate reality TV. I hate that stuff.
Oh.
It drives me
You're
nuts.
You're kidding, right? This is about what I watch on TV?
I'm sorry. I like more substantive material. I just reality TV just drives me nuts. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it.
Okay, listen. It's just a guilty pleasure. You should not judge me on the one show that I watch. I have a very demanding job, and that is my guilty pleasure. I mean, you watch that mother of whatever, dragon mother.
Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones.
Look, I was listening to you when you were talking about it.
I've been in a relationship before where they want to watch different stuff and argue about what to watch. And, I mean, that's not even that big a deal, except that I just reality TV bugs me.
But, Mike, are you judging her because she watches it? Do you think that says something about the person, or it just the threat of you having to watch it is more the thing you're fearful of?
I don't like that people support reality TV. I don't like it. When you watch it, you're supporting it, and you're keeping it going. And I think it does damage to us as a society. I think I think we're in bad shape, and I think reality TV is just another symptom.
You're totally entitled to your opinion. I understand it, but what you are basing what we kind of had in our one date and what we had, when we were going through texting.
Right.
This is ludicrous to me to just go off of the fact that I liked The Bachelorette.
Well, were you talking about it a lot? Were you talking about this season?
I was talking about JoJo and she's gorgeous and, Chad is finally off and we were just chatting about it. I mean, we were making small talk.
And he was losing it mentally. I can't even believe that you're destroying society at his dinner table.
I'm sorry if I sound high and mighty about it. I just, those are fair points. I don't know you that well.
It's a TV show. There's way more to both of us.
But I feel like we can come to a middle ground in this. Like, because I feel like Mike is kind of turning
a corner,
and he's like, you know what? I shouldn't judge you for The Bachelorette and JoJo and Chad. So maybe you would go on a second date and maybe not talk about the shows that you like to watch, or is it definitely a no?
I'm definitely going to go on a second date.
I should have called. Texted you or something that was wrong. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have just blown you off. I'm sorry about that. That was really jerkish of me. I'm sorry.
I think Mike is a really great guy. Mm. I just think what this comes down to is absurd.
Okay, how about this? Let's just cut the crap. On three, you're going to say yes or no to a second date. Both of you at the same time, okay? Okay. On three, ready? One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you cheater!
Oh, Lord. Okay, fine. Okay.
I hate to bring this up, though, because it's a sore subject, but basically this is a reality show on the radio right now. And then, Mike, you're being a contributor.
You have no idea how much I'm torn up about it.
I know, okay, I'm sure you are. Okay, but you both said yes, so why don't you just text each other?
Why don't you call me?
I promise I will call you.
Perfect. Okay, wow. Otherwise I'm going to get you back on this radio show.
That's good. I like that. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for clearing it all up for me.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.